It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. Great to have you with us on this very auspicious Tuesday. It's, you know, one of the biggest days of the year. The midterm elections are here. And in with us today, we're not going to talk about politics, but in with us today is Sheriff John Montgomery, Baxter County Sheriff John Montgomery. And it's always good to see you, sir. We had to skip last month because I think I was out. Yeah, that surgery thing. That'll get you. I had my other shoulder done. You know what that's like.
Yes, I do. Been there, done that.
Yeah, twice now. Mm-hmm. At any rate, so good to see you. I know you've got a lot of things to talk about, so let's just hit the ground running.
So, let's talk about politics first.
Okay.
Since you said we weren't going to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, I do. I'm very thankful to the citizens of Baxter County. I am unopposed this time, so I'm reelected for four years this time, and mm-hmm. So I'm very thankful and grateful to the citizens for putting their trust in me. That's number one. Number two, today is election day, so the polls are open till 7:30 tonight, and here's the great part about it. We have voting centers this year, so if you're listening to this broadcast and you've not voted, then please take a few minutes. You can go to any polling site. You don't have to go to the one that you used to have to go to all the time. You can go to any polling site, walk in, show your ID, and you can vote. And so I think that's a great thing because that hopefully, once people get used to it, will increase the number of voters, which is, to me, that's your right that people have fought and died for to give you the right to vote, and encourage folks to go out. And don't say, well, it doesn't matter or there's nothing important. It is important. There are several key races going on across the state. Plus, you have local races here in Mountain Home, and there's one in Cotter. So, please, you know, get out and vote. That's the first thing I would encourage folks to do.
Yes. When I meant we're not going to talk politics, I meant we're not going to give our opinion on any politics, but definitely encourage everybody to get out and vote at the new vote centers. Now, I do know we just heard from Kanda Reese that there are a couple of problems at a couple of the voting centers, one in Cotter, I believe, and another one in the county. So go ahead to KTLO.com and look up that story, and then you can also look at where the other vote centers are.
That's correct.
So everybody can get their vote in, get it counted, all that good stuff. What else have you got going
on,
sir?
Well, let's see. We get thank you cards. We get people leaving voicemails and saying thank you to my staff and my deputies. And I just want you to know that is so appreciated. A pat on the back goes a long way. And we are so blessed. And so, you know, thank you. It truly means a lot. You know, get emails every few days. It's real easy at the sheriff's office. All our emails are easy to remember. It's the first initial last name at BaxterCountySheriff.com. So if you need to email me or you need to email, you know, one of the sergeants or lieutenants or whoever it might be, that's an easy way to do that. And so, again, I just want to say thank you for those people that take the time to send those notes. It truly, truly means a lot.
It does. And, you know, we say it a lot around here. We're just so thankful for the great law enforcement officers we do have in this area. You hear things going on around the country. That's not us.
No.
That we don't have those kind of issues here.
No. And again, we rarely get a complaint. But if someone's not happy, we want to know about it because we want, while we're not perfect, we want to provide the best service possible to the citizens here. And I'm real proud of all of our law enforcement, and I'm very proud of the folks that work at the sheriff's office.
As you should be. How's the new jail coming along?
Well, we're running into some delays. There's been some reengineering done on the sewer relocation. There's a sewer main, a water main that has to be relocated. And I think they've had to re-engineer it maybe, seems like it's three times. We are very hopeful that we're very close to act. They've done some work, but if you've noticed, because you can see a live webcam on our website, we're hopeful that will actually get underway within the next 2 or 3 weeks where you actually can see some progress. We're excited. We're going forward. The sales tax, the one penny sales tax, has stopped being collected. That stopped September 30th. And we've received, because we're always 2 months behind. And so mid-November, we'll find out what the collection was for the month of September. But we are slightly above what we had predicted. And so we're very, very pleased with that. And again, I say thank you to the voters who passed that concept and voted for that temporary tax during the summer. It passed almost 70-30, so we're just thrilled. And again, we want to. That's why we put the webcam up, honestly, is because people, we want you to see what your tax dollars are being spent for.
Transparency. It's a good thing. Your website is still one of the most popular out there, especially the roster. It just is. I mean, you got to say it is what it is. Is Cornbread the Cat still getting a lot of attention?
Still getting a lot of attention. Our website actually won a state award.
Didn't know that.
Yes, won a state award. We've got one of the posters located in the front lobby of the sheriff's office where we received that. And 2.5 million visits last year, and interestingly enough, they call them unique visitors.
Right.
So if you look, we're averaging over 60,000 unique visitors every month.
Really?
We only have a 42,000 population.
I was going to say, what's the population? You would know better than I.
Yeah, it's roughly 42,000, so that's phenomenal. It caught the attention. We were nominated for that award, but it caught the attention of one of the state gurus and nominated us for the award. And so the Baxter County Sheriff's Office won an award for that. So
that's terrific.
We're very, very, very pleased with that.
Before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to tell us before you leave?
I think I want to just quickly touch base on don't volunteer to be a victim. Mm. By that, I mean we're going into this, you know, holiday season, you know, got Black Friday coming up and all this. So a couple quick things. Number one, the absolute number one thing you can do is lock your car. Time and time again, vehicle break-ins happen, and 99.9% of the time, the vehicle has been left unlocked.
Right.
Rarely, although it can happen, rarely is a window broken. So just locking your car. And I don't just mean in the store parking lot. I'm talking about in the church parking lot. I'm talking about in your home driveway. Lock those cars, and that will make a big difference. And also, don't forget that, you know, keep your house locked. If you make a purchase of, say, a big screen TV, don't put the box out in your driveway because everybody knows that you just bought a big screen TV.
Right.
And the last thing, and this is crucial to help us, things happen, things get stolen. So if you've not taken the time and you've been putting it off, take and write down the serial number of the things in your house, your TV, your radio, your chainsaw, your weed eater, your lawnmower. And if you don't want to do that, snap a picture, create a folder of the serial number.
Pretty
and
simple.
Put it there. Because
mm-hmm.
if something does happen, if we don't have the serial number, the odds of us getting your stuff back is slim. If we have the serial number, the odds go up tremendously, plus it helps us catch the bad guy. So you can do your part to help us by simply jotting down the serial number of those products that you have in and around your house. It's crucial.
Right, right.
Really a big help. And I guess, I know we're running out of time. The last thing, we're getting into the fall of the year, and typically this time of year, certain people are looking to how to make a charitable donation. So there's two things I want to talk about. We have the Baxter County Sheriff's Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization, and it was set up to help the sheriff's office. They do everything from buying bulletproof vests to certain weapons that we don't have the money for, to providing scholarships for our employees. So there's lots of great things that the foundation does. So there's two things. First, if you have and want to make a donation and you want to specify, certainly you can do that. But a lot of times people will just make a donation. I've got one couple that they're up in years, and they decided a few years ago that they are not going to give each other a Christmas gift. So what they do is they took the money that they would normally give each other and they give it to the Sheriff's Foundation in order for us to use it to help their officers. And so, again, that's just one thing. We had a gift last fall. In particular, a couple came in. They own a business in this area. And they wrote us a very sizable check just to say thank you, because our deputies are, a lot of times if they're working late, we'll stop by to make sure everything's okay.
That's great.
Little things that we do anyway. The last thing, though, even if you don't have a significant amount of money or that you want to donate, there is something else you can do. Anymore, lots of people purchase things off of Amazon.
True.
If you, when you go to your website on your computer and you type in Amazon.com, to make one small change. It's called smile.amazon.com. Remember, www.smile.amazon.com. The first time you do that, it will ask you, do you want, who is your favorite charity? Mm-hmm. We would ask you consider the Baxter County Sheriff's Office. And if you do that, every purchase you make, a small portion goes to the Sheriff's Foundation.
It's really easy. Sheriff John Montgomery, thank you for taking time to come in and talk to us. And we'll talk to you again soon.
All right.
That'll do it for us. You be good to each other out there, and I'll talk to you again soon, too.
You've been listening to The Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC.